This is the NMG Podcast, episode 60, where NMG stands for Naughty Monkey Gestures.
Thanks, Derek.
Thank you, Derek. Naughty Monkey Gestures. This episode is brought to you by E3 Flood Insurance, because leaks happen. Alright, this is the Noble Metals Gamers Cast, episode 60. My name is Dave, and joining me is the guest, Vina. Sorry. Little inside joke going around about
I hate all of you.
No one knowing who Peanut is, I guess.
No, Mike just not announcing me.
Or insisting that you're not like the other half of Noble Metals Gamers Cast.
You should be honest sometimes. And I mean, we've had numerous streams with Mike.
It's like calling you Robin.
Yeah. Just a sidekick. It's fucked up.
That is fucked up. Oh, man. But anyway, this podcast, we talk about PS4 stuff and obviously other random crap.
That's apparently all Dave does.
Yeah, it's just me.
And sometimes. Mad about it now.
Sometimes he comes on. That's for Dave. I think you've probably been on with it with me more than anyone.
Yeah.
Even whenever I was living out in Myrtle Beach with just Matt and Misty.
Yeah.
Because you were on through Skype all the time. That's what's up. Derek, you are on it all the time. Kappa. But, Noble Metals Gamers, we got, I'm on Twitter, at Noble Metal Gamer, and I usually tweet something out, or on the PS4 community, which I just started, of Noble Metals Gamers, ask what everyone's been playing, what everyone's looking forward to, and if anyone has a what NMG stands for, and so on. But this week, we got one on the PS4 community, and it was Earl, or Oki Snake, on the PSN, which I don't even remember how exactly I became friends with this dude on the PSN, but I think I was just creeping on people's trophies, and he's got a lot. I think he has, like, 55 platinums or something like that, but he has all the Metal Gears, like, every single one of them platinum, so props on that. But anyways, he said he's been playing the new Witcher 3 DLC. And when talking about looking forward to stuff, he was talking about a VR Ace Combat, which I think we talked about that a few episodes ago, didn't we?
We talked about Ace Combat.
Yeah.
I hoped it was going to be VR.
Yeah, I hope so too. I think he said like 7, which we were debating if we were on the right one or not. I don't remember what we said.
I think it's 7.
Yeah, I think it is. But yeah, that would be awesome. I definitely want to see some cool VR cockpit-style dogfights.
Yeah, that'd be intense.
That would be awesome. I think I wrote something down about that later on. Just being up there, taking those G's. Fuck that. VR ain't that good.
Man, you don't know.
I know, right?
Some people are going to get fucked up.
Dude, that's really going to mess people up. Like, it's already messing people up. There's so many videos online of people tripping out.
Watching that dude go on the roller coaster. Yeah.
Because you're standing up, man. You shouldn't be doing that. Like, that's not right. There's something off about that. Makes me uncomfortable. No, apparently it does make a lot of people uncomfortable, so that's going to be really interesting to see how that plays out exactly. Imagine there's going to be like 8 screens of different like warnings before you actually get to play the game.
You're gonna freak out.
Don't freak out, man. that's the only warning screen you get. Just says, don't freak out, man. Oh, jeez. But after going through the Twitter and PS4 community stuff, we usually talk about what we've been playing. Peanut, what have you been playing?
Overwatch?
That is all I've been playing, too. We played a lot of that. I'm pretty sure I played it for like 10 hours one day.
Yeah.
Like, it was a lot. And Derek in the chat, we've been playing with him, Garrett, his brother Price,
Rick,
Mike, Johnny Poolside.
Yeah.
We've actually haven't had a problem getting like 6 people together at all. No. That's how awesome this game is. I was worried about that because that happens in every other multiplayer shooter type situation. So I'm glad that doesn't happen in this one. So that's pretty awesome.
I'm always Reinhardt.
Yeah, that's what I was actually fixing to start going off on, is like, who are your favorite characters?
I mean,
you almost sound reluctant whenever you say I'm always Reinhardt.
Like, I mean,
if we forced you into some big badass character.
I mean, yeah, but he's slow.
Yeah, he is super slow. That's what I hate using, like, D.Va. Like, I love D.Va, and I use her a lot, but her fucking guns suck. They suck something fierce. And you have to be, like, right up on somebody, or you're doing no damage. So it's weird. It's like the bullets slow down a whole bunch from long distance.
Although there's good teams like D.Va and Mei.
No, yeah, like, that's why I use her a lot. That and her freaking super is, like, OP. Just throwing that mech in there and blowing up is fucking
See,
solid.
I can block it now. I figured out.
Yeah, there's a couple different ways to do it, but, yeah, I've seen, like, that one that you sent in, and that freaking Reinhardt just blocked his whole team from it. I was like, what? That is BS.
I pinned it out of the objective.
Oh.
I took the kill so we could cap the point.
Nice. That's fucking solid. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, if you can pin the mech and there's no wall, you can just push it out of the objective.
Or, like, pinning people off of, like, sides of shit. Like, that's a sacrifice, though.
Roadhog is good. Like,
you can do that with D.Va as well. Like, yeah, you can use your turbo, you can, and it hurts them a little bit. Like, I've killed people that way.
Yeah.
Which is pretty solid. That's why I like D.Va a lot. Of course, I still play with Mercy a lot because I love that character. It's too easy to power people up and heal people flying around. Like, you can just link to every character and just go everywhere. It's fucking awesome.
I want to start using Mercy Farrah. A lot.
Yeah, I like Farrah. She's like probably my third.
I haven't really used her. I've used her once, but
she's good, but she's a little too weak. Like, I always die trying to use her super. Like, you gotta be smooth as fuck. Even if I, like, jump all up into the air and do it from the sky, like, people are just, like, on top of it. There's always a fucking Bastion or something that, like, murks me before I actually start killing things.
I mean, I can block her super if my shield's 100% with Reinhardt.
Yeah. Shit like that. Like, it's not powerful enough.
Dude, whatever.
I need some missiles to come out of that bitch,
I could
too.
Take two clips out of Bastion solid with that shield.
Yeah.
Just walking.
No, I was talking about Farrah's super. Like, that's it, one. It's like,
it takes me down if it was full.
Like, yeah,
I don't
but
have a shield.
She gets taken down too easily when she's doing it.
Yeah. I mean, if there's a sniper, definitely.
Yeah. Like, the best one I ever saw was, I don't even remember the name of the map, but it's like, you start out in that, like, mechanical area, and it's always a map that you have to take the car to, but
the one that goes down.
Yeah, it looks like it's almost like a steelwork, because whenever you first come out, there's, like, it's those red holes that you can fall into, and I saw someone fall into that, and use the hover that you can use with Farrah, and then used her, like, big jump, and came up under it, behind everybody, and then used her super, and it murked everybody, and I was like, that shit's amazing. But that's too far to get that super to work well. Like, that's some pro-level shit right there. That fucked me up. When what Derek said, the May hype.
No.
Oh, man. The May match we have on the YouTube channel that we all ran into a match full of Mays. That's all they were.
I say no. I mean, it sucked, but it was fun.
Yeah, it was a fucking blast. Like, I wish more people would do that, and I think we should start trying to do that. Like, pick a character that's all absurd. We did that with Trobjorn once.
Yeah, Trobjorn's fun.
That worked out well. I'd say Trobjorn. He's one of your favorite characters.
Trobjorn is good.
You do play the shit out of him.
But only on defense.
Yeah, I'd say mine is Mercy and fucking Farrah and D.Va. Those have got to be my top three.
Yeah.
I think I like D.Va better than Farrah, though. Just because she's a gamer. Can relate. Oh, shit.
Never have.
Don't really have the opportunity to use Genji?
Not use him efficiently.
Yeah? I don't know, you can pretty much use whoever the hell you want, but I mean, it's good to keep it balanced, but I think if you have the right amount, like, you could throw him in from time to time, like, right after you use a super with one character, swap him out,
I mean,
and be
I
able
do,
to use him.
But, normally at the time I have to change characters, it's right
Jesus.
At the end.
Wow. Sorry, got a phone call. It's the glory of editing. I'll be able to take that out. Where were we? That waifu booty.
Ooh, dang, that waifu booty.
Did you see the picture that where that came from?
No.
It was in an IGN like comments thread, and Garrett found it.
Oh yeah.
They were, yeah. That's where that actually came from. Jesus, that's fucking so funny. That shit cracks me up.
Yeah, waifu booty.
Oh, May. But yeah, the May match with all the Mays. It's on our YouTube channel. I am
switching to
Noble Metals Gamers.
We all did.
Do what?
Said we all pretty much switched to May.
I never did. I stayed on Mercy the whole time.
Derek changed.
Garrett was already. So, because that's like all he ever plays with.
Yeah.
It's definitely his favorite character. Pretty sure he likes Mercy too.
Yeah. But he uses May more.
Yeah. I saw some more stuff about that new sniper that they're talking about. And it was someone on, I think the developers on Twitter were talking about it, which is pretty crazy.
I don't know if I want to have sniping of any kind. I have to have my other controller back.
Yeah.
My left turning controller's brutal.
Yeah.
I tried using fucking Hanzo and just getting mercs. It's like...
That's filthy, man.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, I don't even want to mess with that shit.
I had to get to the point to where I have to stop using the analog when I use Reinhardt's special. So I'll go to walk forward to get as close as I can. And by the time I go to swing my hammer, it goes fucking...
Oh, man. I never had one go, like, straight to the left.
Yeah.
I remember from Skyrim, I had, like, that creep forward all the time. Because you're just constantly going in Skyrim, so your analog's always up.
Yeah, it's bad. Like, when I let go of the controller sometimes, it'll go, like, kill cam. Or where I'm spectating, and my camera's just spinning. I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
Controller is possessed. I've actually had that happen a couple times in Overwatch, where my controls are way off, and like they're weirdly delayed. And then one of the last times I was playing, my screen went dark. Like, all my brightness and my contrast and everything looked like it got turned way the fuck down. And I was like, I can't see anything. And I was streaming, and everyone was like, all right, this is weird. I can see that, too. Like, it was super, super dark. Like, if you turned all your settings down. I restarted the game, and it was fine, but fucked me up for, like, a cool match. I was like, I can't see anything. So I was just, like, healing and powering random people up. I was like, I don't know what's going on. But that was bizarre. I don't know what the hell that was all about. But, yeah, Derek keeping me on point there. That new sniper that the dude was tweeting about. So maybe that's going to be a new character. Apparently they haven't said yay or nay yet. But I hope we get some new characters. I hope they keep updating the shit out of this game. Cause
I wanted to nerf some characters.
Yeah, actually. Like, I don't know if they're ever going to nerf any characters because...
Tracer's too intense.
Tracer is very fucking intense. Like, she does
way too much damage way too fast.
Yeah, she pisses me off a lot. When she's right up on you, which she always is.
I'm the big, dumb, slow guy.
Yeah.
I don't have a choice.
She's just getting behind you, just shooting you in the spine.
Sticking you with a grenade right as I'm about to die. It's like, what?
Every time I read something about, like, the masking on Twitter, like, nerf this person, they're like, try using this person against him instead. Like, that's all they keep saying. So I don't know if they're going to nerf anything. Like, I think they're like, we have it set in, y'all fucking deal with it. Like, there are characters to counter everybody, apparently. Like... Ah, I'm not saying fast. I can do that shit, because, yeah, I get murked by Tracer way too often, and, McCree is fucking ridiculously overpowered. That motherfucker just walks up on people and they die. He's just, pow, 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 pow. Multiple shots, that shit's fucking absurd.
Because he can fan fire.
Yeah.
The stun grenade.
Yeah.
They can't move, and he's like...
The fucking Tracer grenade's brutal, too. I hate that shit. There's a lot of characters that are, like, super powered.
Like, she can just blatantly teleport.
Yeah. Yeah, she's, like, crazy Nightcrawler with it, too. Like, that shit is nasty.
Reaper can teleport.
Yeah, Reaper can teleport behind you a lot. That shit sucks.
He can go invulnerable.
Yeah, and does he, like, get,
health per kill.
Health back whenever he goes into that weird form?
When... Your Mercy, you know, the little things that you would revive.
Yeah.
He has black ones that give him health back. It's souls consumed.
That's fucked up, dude. Like, that character is badass. Derek says McCree is getting nerfed. That would be good, because that motherfucker's nasty. It's high noon. And I'm just like, well, fuck. I don't know where that came from, but I know I'm fixing to fucking die.
That's why I have a shield. That's why I'm like, that's why we have a Reinhardt.
Does that block the Hanzo dragons?
No.
No. That thing's nasty, too. It goes, like, all across the map. And I'm just like, holy shit. How the fuck does that even...
No, I can't block energy weapons. So, Winston or Zarya...
Right.
They can go straight through.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's pretty brutal. There's gotta be, like... How do you... And just get the fuck out of the way. That's all you can do with those dragons, man. Those dragons are absurd.
And I don't move fast.
Yeah. Not at all. You can, like, boost out of the way.
But it's straight.
Yeah.
Like, that's my only option. You can navigate a little bit once you're going, but not right off the gate.
Yeah. Just but, make sure you're pointed away from it.
But I'm usually looking straight at it. Mm-hmm. Like...
They always back up to some fucking corner and, like, make it go through a wall so you don't even see it fucking coming. People are nasty with those characters. I see
red dragons coming at me. I'm like,
run away! That shit pisses me off. But alright, yeah. We've been playing a lot of Overwatch. But we also have some new PS4, PS Plus games. We've got all PS Plus games.
Not gonna touch them.
Yeah. Gone Home. I might play some Gone Home. I can imagine streaming that would be pretty fun.
Like I said, it's a weird love story kind of narrative.
Yeah.
Interactive thing.
I could be down with that. I could put some hours into that. And then NBA, what is it, 2K16?
They even, when they posted on the PlayStation Store, it has the original game art for the, like, still has the pre-order shit on it from last year.
That's awesome.
Like, they use the same fucking picture.
That's absurd.
From its actual release.
I might fuck with that. I think I have to delete something in order to download it, though. Yeah, like, my 2 terabytes finally getting full. That is, like, a fucking big-ass game, though. I'm pretty sure it's, like, 40 to 60 gigs, something like that.
I mean, probably.
I wouldn't doubt it. But yeah, it's I might like play 46. Some Gone Home.
I don't know, Gone Home is weird looking.
It is weird looking, but I don't know. I like those kind of stories.
I mean, it's like PT without the scary to me.
Yeah.
But not like just walk through, but you actually get talked to, and it's not by things that are going to kill you.
Right. And not only do we have our PS Plus games, we have new PS4 titles that were released, because today is Wednesday, but they came out yesterday. We didn't do the podcast yesterday, because fuck all. Anima, Gate of Memories, $29.99. Broken Bots, $6.99. Atelier Sophie, The Alchemist of the Mysterious Books, $59.99. Yeah, that's a fucking mouthful. Atelier Sophie, The Alchemist of the Mysterious Book. Phoenix Furia is $14.99. Guilty Gear, XRD. What does that even mean? Like,
it's absurd.
Absurd.
I don't know.
Anyway, their Revelator is $59.99, and I saw, like, a massive amount of, like, character microtransactions on that game, and I was just like, nope. No, thank you, sir. Mirror's Edge Catalyst, $59.99. Odin Sphere, Life Ricer, $59.99. I don't know what any of these fucking games are, but...
I know the name Odin Sphere.
Yeah, I know the name of Odin Sphere, but I don't know what fucking game that is. Soul Axiom is $19.99. Steam World Heist is $19.99. And the PS2 Psychonauts is $9.99. That's a platinumable game there from PS2. So that's cool. And on sale, I think... Damn it, what was that? Like, horror movie-style game... came out recently. It just dropped in price to like $19.99. I don't fucking remember what the hell it's called now. But Bloodborne also dropped to $19.99. And that's a solid game for fucking $20. Apparently the other one is not good enough since I don't fucking remember it, so it can go to hell. It can go to hell and it can die. You'll remember it like 50 minutes from now. And you're like, oh! Fail. Speaking of fails, Metal Gear Solid 3, all redone in the Fox Engine for a pachinko machine, or I think it's actually a slot machine that is like a half between pachinko and half slot. Even more reason to just say fuck Konami. Like, fuck Konami. Huck you. Like, that is pachinko stupid. Machine. Like, the trailer was all full screen to, like, showing you all the shit from the ending of Metal Gear Solid 3, the last fight with the boss, and then it, like, zooms out slightly, and you see that it's, like, a pachinko slot machine, so it's, like, the ultimate troll. Like, they were fucking with people on purpose. They know, and it's just, it's not right. You gotta know at that point. But on a happier end, Ludens, the Hideo, the Koji Pro logo dude, I don't know what the fuck it is, they unmasked him, kind of. Yeah, like, I guess they raised the visor thing, and he's still got another mask on, but you can kind of see his eyes and shit, and at the bottom of it, there was a little saying that said, "I'll keep coming." Don't know what that means, but I could speculate.
Are we getting a porn game?
Yeah.
Like, is that happening?
I have no idea what the hell it is. I don't know what it means, what he's hinting at, but they did say it's not a, like, screenshot from in-game footage. So it means something else, I guess. I don't fucking know what. But there also looked like there was kind of a camera on his head, so I was thinking maybe it has to do with, like, the camera work. Maybe who's directing the shit.
The way it's recorded in-game.
Maybe. Or, like, eventually he's going to continue to take that mask off and it's going to be someone we know. I don't know. Like, I've heard people say it could be Norman Reedus or Guillermo del Toro, especially because of the camera, and be like, what if his next game is co-directed with him and Guillermo del Toro, like fucking PT was gonna be? But I don't know. I don't know what the hell it fucking means. Yeah, I've seen that meme that I'll keep coming, and it has the little Trojan Condoms logo down there. Oh shit, I think it was Derek that posted it into the Twitter chat, that's why I know what that is. But yeah, I don't know what the hell it is. Some people are saying, a lot of people I saw were saying Norman Reedus, because they said his eyes look like Norman Reedus's, because they were using the side-by-side of that shot from him in PT, whenever he was all Fox-engined. Yeah, so, I don't know, it could mean nothing. Like, but it's Hideo Kojima, so you never fucking know. Like, that is one crazy dude.
Speculate away.
Yeah.
You'll never actually be right.
Yeah, you can speculate all day long. I don't know, I was right about a few things. The last Metal Gear. I was never right about anything Metal Gear Solid 2, but always right in some things.
Still ain't know nothing about PT.
It's true. Like, nothing that's dead now, like, it's gotta be. There is no PT.
It was all
yeah. Boom! Kojima wins.
That was the new production of his game, was just getting in your brain.
There was a trailer for Kingdom Hearts 2.8 Final Chapter Prologue.
This shit.
Could you put more words on the end of that?
Why is it 2.8?
I don't fucking know, because, like, they've already come out with 2.5.
Fucking 1, 2, 3. They stopped at 3, and then
well,
30.
They did 1.5 and 2.5.
I know, Candace has them.
Yeah, so you can't do... What about 2.75? Maybe they rounded up?
That's in, like, the DS games. They're not titled that, but there's, like, 11 fucking Kingdom Hearts games.
I know. There's a shit ton of them. I've played
sense.
A few of them. No, they all kind of make sense.
No, like, it's in the trailer.
Oh, yeah. You're all lost in that shit.
Who the fuck is Aqua? Female Keyblade holder?
Yeah. There's other games you need to play, definitely. But yeah, apparently that's coming out for December this year, I think is what it said.
Yeah.
If I remember rightly. Rumors of a PS4 Skyrim Definitive Edition, because we still have some screenshots of some other country website. Dumb American. And it had it up on there. So if that's to be believed, then Skyrim is going to get a PS4 release, all in prettier graphics and cool shit. I put a lot of time into Skyrim, so...
Let me transfer my save.
Oh my god, dude. If you could transfer your save, that would be intense. I don't think I have mine anymore.
I do.
Oh, mine are on the cloud. Never mind.
Yeah. I've got my Wicked Mage.
I've got a shit ton of those saves. Like, so many. All the weird ones. Like, oh, dude, the weird glitch where, like, all the guys are, like, standing like this for no reason. With their arms out to the side.
The PS4.
Yeah.
See if they're written out and it just makes it to where you have weirdness.
Right? I don't even know. I bet that would fuck up. Like, there's no way Bethesda could do that. They can hardly make a game without it acting all crazy. They can't let you fucking switch all your shit. But I'll probably end up getting that. I think it's a late November release. So, yeah. A lot of games. Yeah, it is.
I might have Call of Duty and Skyrim again. Yeah. What are you doing to me?
Yeah. What year is this? We're going back in time. GameStop apparently leaked the Injustice 2 thing because I saw Ed Boon talking shit about him on Twitter. He had like a list of people he'd invite to a party and GameStop was at the bottom and it was crossed out. So yeah, they leaked it. Then I think it was today was when that trailer that we watched was released, which is Everyone is Iron Man trailer.
I actually need to watch it again because I can barely see it on your computer.
Yeah. It was just pretty cool looking. I mean, looks alright, but everyone had the like crazy ever-changing mechanical suits. I don't know what that's all about, but I read a little bit on Reddit that they were talking about that actually is part of like an RPG mechanic where you can upgrade your character. I don't know if that's for like a story mode and like if you versus like yeah, but like if you're versus, if that would stay or if it just strip you default down to bare minimum. Yeah, I'm sure there'll be game modes and stuff like that because that's why people are bitching about it. Be like, that's weird if we're going to be fighting people and people have like epic ass suits on. Yeah, <it's>, makes them like incredibly badass. Yeah, so you
should fight Zilbert.
I'm sure we'll hear more about that for E3.
Probably.
Hopefully. I like the first Injustice. Those always fought pretty well.
I played
well.
It a little bit.
That was PS Plus, wasn't it? I think we got that one for free on PS Plus.
So before I got my PlayStation.
Yeah. Which, talked about some VR stuff earlier because of Okie Snake, but apparently they're talking some Infinite Warfare VR talk.
Yeah.
For their cockpit gameplay. I would be down with that, but I don't, like, how would you transfer? Would it be like, get out of the cockpit and take your fucking VR off? Because VR in a first-person mode, like, would that be good? Like, in a first-person shooter, like, playing Call of Duty? How the fuck would you do that? I don't even know how it'd work. Because, like, you got the full range of looking everywhere. I don't fucking know. So I don't know how they'd end up incorporating it, but I do want to see how someone does, like, first-person shooter status.
Yeah, like, I mean,
especially with a controller.
Yeah.
Because like, when your gun would move independently, like, you could see it moving over here if you're moving the analogs, I guess.
Yeah, that'd be
weird. I guess it'd take away one of your analogs because your head would be the movement to look around.
It's high noon.
It's high noon. What's up, Rick? So I'm interested to see if maybe some E3 shows us like a first-person shooter in VR.
It'll be cockpit.
Because I want to know how it works. Most things are in a cockpit because it just seems natural, but I want to see just...
I don't know.
It's going to fuck people up like we were talking about.
Where people were in mechs running around.
Yeah, but that's still in a cockpit.
But I mean, like they were...
I know, it's kind of like that, so
they had
to
move independently of their weapons.
Rigs.
The crosshair tracks to your movement. It doesn't track to your analog.
So that'd mean like you have like this complete area in front of you.
And then you use your analog from the point you're looking at.
That's fucking crazy, dude. I don't know. I want to see more of how that shit works. Apparently there's a leaked rumor of Gwent from The Witcher 3, the card game, coming, like, having its own game made for it. Yeah, and I just want Triple Triad.
I'd rather have Tetra Master.
Yeah, Tetra Master was good. That was the 9-1, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Both of the, all the Final Fantasy ones, like, why the hell don't they just make some fucking money and put those games out on their own? People would play them. People would play the shit out of them. And then make new rules to see if you could fucking incorporate two different ones together. Like, money, Square, money. Just take it. I want these games.
Shut up and take my money.
Shut up and take my money. Oh, man. All this Watch Dogs 2 stuff has been leaking out and released. I played the first one.
I didn't.
It was alright. It got a lot of shit, but I thought it was still pretty decent.
I know nothing.
Yeah. It's just big open world, weird hacker game. Story kind of sucked in it, but gameplay wasn't too terrible. But a lot of stuff leaking out of it. Apparently the city is in San Francisco.
San Francisco.
I always think of fucking Eddie Izzard. There he's like, can't call you San Fran, can't call you Cisco, can call you the city. Then they hiss at him.
Final Fantasy 12.
Do what?
Did you see the Final Fantasy 12 thing?
I didn't. I saw something like someone talking about
it. Yeah, the Zodiac Age.
Yeah.
It...
Is that what they're calling it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I saw something about that, but apparently they've, like, just today officially announced it.
I mean, there was already a trailer.
Yeah.
I think
a bunch of shit got leaked about that. A lot of shit has been getting leaked out of
E3. I don't know if it's a different story.
Really? You think so? I thought it was, like, they're straight up an HD remake.
I know, but why name it?
I don't know. Just because they're fucking Square and they're silly as shit. Why the hell is it Kingdom Hearts fucking 2.8? Definitive, what the fuck?
I played that on Disney. Yeah.
What is it? Final Chapter Prologue? Yeah. What the fuck? Like,
I blame that on Disney.
Just give me a full fucking game. There are some Power Rangers avatars and themes on the PS4. Don't be surprised if I start rocking one of those here pretty soon. I can almost guarantee that. Don't know where that came from, but I saw it and was like, hey, that's pretty cool. There are going to be some Crystal and Steel Black DualShock 4s in July, in case anyone needs.
I don't know what Crystal is.
I don't know, it was kind of like a weird whitish-blue color. It looked almost, like, shiny. But, yeah. And Steel Black. Whatever. In case you need a new controller, there'll be some new options. Come
I need a new one, I need my back.
Take it back! It was just as off as the first one.
He's sick of this.
There's also a Starry Night dynamic theme that is apparently free for PS Plus. Haven't fucked with that yet, but apparently it is.
Go figure, my email is about Watch Dogs 2.
They're letting you know, Peanut. It's coming.
That's how I get betas and shit. Just let everybody... No, I'm just kidding.
Sign up to emails.
I don't know how I get them.
Horizon Zero Dawn got a new trailer and a new release date of February 28th, 2017. Which is pretty awesome. But just like every fucking E3, all this shit keeps coming out before E3. Yeah. Sometimes it's because it's leaked, but at other times I'm just like, why the fuck aren't you waiting for E3 for that? It's like a week away.
It's Monday.
Then again, I do get kind of excited about it being like, if that shit's already announced, what the fuck are they going to announce at E3? If they're letting that shit out, they've got to have something else, right? Here's to hoping.
I just want The Last of Us 2.
Yeah. I can almost guarantee we'll see some shit about that.
God, I'll be so happy.
It might not be gameplay.
Like, I don't care.
Yeah, it'll be a teaser.
The cheesiest of teasers, dude.
I can imagine.
The end of the fucking Crash Bandicoot trailer, whatever. Give me just some clickers, and then TLOU2, and that is it. That is all I need, just to know something is happening.
Speaking of the E3 madness, apparently if you go to live.playstation.com, you can watch it there, and you can sign in with your PlayStation Network ID.
Digital goodies.
Yeah, and you can get digital goodies and shit. It's like, well, what the fuck? Like, shit that we go to better be cool for what we're getting at the theaters.
We did get an exclusive something that was the deal last year.
Yeah, like they always give out something. I don't know exactly what it always is, but... something.
I need a new controller, E3.
Yeah, hand out controllers. That would be epic. Blizzard is keeping an eye on cross-platform possibilities between the consoles and Overwatch.
Yeah, I'm halfway okay with that.
On consoles.
On consoles, okay.
Yeah, they didn't say PC.
I've always had a big dispute against PC.
Do you think PC would just dominate?
No, I think Tracer would suck a lot more.
Bet your ass, dude. I think it'd be nasty.
Yeah.
Like, I remember doing things in first-person shooters on PC that I can't do on consoles. There was just some weird moves that you can pull off that you just can't do. So yeah, I think that would. But I would love to start shooting Xbox players in the face, like, yeah, so bad. Like, that would be badass if, like, because, you know, like, they'd show, like, a little icon next to their name, whether they're on PlayStation or Xbox. Oh, my God, dude, I can see it now. I want it bad. I want it real bad. And that's stupid, because Xbox is already like, yes, let's do it.
And the competitive world would change.
I hope something on that matter pops up on E3. Like, if someone, whoever their fucking Xbox dude is, and like Shuhei Yoshida come out together and like play against each other in a fucking game,
like, have it be the that would be Call amazing. Duty remaster.
Yeah, or like Destiny or something, probably.
No.
Because people still fucking play that. I bet that's what it would be.
Destiny is getting a new.
I know. Soon. It'd probably them be like playing together on a fucking Destiny game. I bet that would be like, and this is how all of it works. It
just shows them playing with their backs turned. You don't get to see the console.
Yeah.
And at the end of it.
Dude, let me fucking make presentations at E3, bro. I could do that shit. That would be amazing. People would love that. She would dominate. Rick knows. Telltale, Peanut's favorite developer.
I can't stand him. I tried.
Can't stand them. They're making a Batman game.
Yay.
Coming out this summer.
Good for them. Tell me another story. Give me some fucking gameplay.
Oh, man. And The Walking Dead Season 3 is coming out this autumn. And your first look at it, apparently, is going to be this Sunday. Peanut can F off. I like those games. I can't wait to see what they're doing with The Walking Dead. Because like Clementine's the shit. Yeah, I mean, they get better for that, but that's not what you're there for.
Tell me a story while I'm killing shit.
Yeah. And a lot of games, some games can do that very well. But I don't know. It's not even about the action in The Walking Dead, but I understand if that's not what you're looking for, it's not what you're looking for. Still gonna give you shit for it, though.
Like, I heard the Borderlands ones were great.
Yeah, still need to play through those, dude.
And I
it's an easy platinum.
Still.
It's just play it. That's all you gotta do. Is play it, make some choices, go. Like, I need to stream that one at some point.
But it's boring.
No, I played the first episode of the Borderlands one. It was pretty good.
When I played Borderlands,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to get that.
Why? You might like it. You don't know.
I don't.
Give it a shot.
I don't want it.
Just a tip.
I got to leave something. Just a tip.
Oh, man. They released May's top PS4 downloaded games. Number one, Uncharted 4.
I'm still proud of number 6.
I don't even remember what number 6 is.
I do.
Number 2 was Overwatch. Number 3 was Doom. Number 4 was Rocket League. Number 5 was Battlefield 4. Number 6, Minecraft. That's one you're proud of. Yeah, dude, that one's never going to... I don't think it's ever going to leave that top 10. Like, it's absurd. Like, it's always been in there. It was, like, top 3 for a long time.
It's fun.
Yeah, and, like, shitloads of people will keep playing it. And, like, new kids are coming to the fucking table every day, right?
It's like a kid's starter game.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous. Number 7 is Battlefield Hardline. Number 8 is Battleborn. Number 9 is Killzone Shadowfall, which I'm kind of surprised at. Like, isn't that the first one that came out with the PS4? Like, what's that doing on there still? That's ridiculous. But number 10 is, The Witcher 3. So, yeah.
I gotta play it again.
Play what?
The Witcher 3.
I do too. Like, I didn't give it a fair shot because all I did was turn off every HUD and, like, tried to play through it, and you just get lost, dude.
I played it, but I got screwed.
Yeah, you fell through the ground. No, that was the first one.
That was the first time. The second time, it deleted my save. It just said my shit was corrupt and lost like 30 hours.
Yeah, that's
right. I was like, no, I'm done.
Yeah, that sucks.
It's been out for about a year. It's updated.
Yeah, like Rick's saying, he's shocked that Killzone and Battlefield games are still that high up. I am too. Like that, especially the Killzone one. Because that, I'm pretty sure that one was, like I said, the release with the system.
I've only played Killzone like one.
I mean, I like Killzone. They make good games, but damn. I didn't know it was still selling well. Especially for all that time. Derek brings up a good point. Maybe there was a sell. It is possible.
Yeah, it is possible.
But yeah, I think that's going to go ahead and wrap it up for what we've been doing with the old PS4 world.
Yeah, not much.
We'll have much more to talk about after
E3. Yeah.
Tell you about how we almost get shanked at a shady-ass theater that we're going to.
Town and lose a kidney.
I can't lose a kidney. I hope they're fucking giving out kidneys because I'm going to fucking lose mine. Oh, man. Johnny Poolsides. Hey, Dave. Hey, Peanut is there. I should tell Mike. It's rare Peanut is on the show.
I hate all of you.
I'm glad that came in right at the end there. That's always good.
I hate all of you.
Oh, shit. But, yes, this is Noble Metals Gamers Cast, episode 60. We should be back next Tuesday after the good old E3... There'll still be shit going on that E3, too.
Yeah.
Like, we'll just be able to report on what the PS4 show in theaters was all about.
It starts Sunday.
Yeah.
And God. It's like EA and...
So fast.
EA and something else.
Yeah, Sunday, like every developer starts doing their own shows. I've seen the big-ass grid map. Like, there's been quite a few people that have posted shit like that. Let's see. We're going to play some Overwatch later. Might have to get down on some Overwatch. Goodness. I am fucking addicted to that game. Anyways, that's going to do it for episode 60. My name is Dave.
I was here.
Peanut was here. He's been here, man! You can go to youtube.com/noblemetalsgamers and check out my YouTube and see all the podcasts and a bunch of random videos that we end up posting. You can hit me up on Twitter at NobleMetalGamer. I got a notice today that said, "Congratulations, you have over 600 followers." And I went to my followers, and like the last four of them were porn like accounts. And I was like, "Well, this doesn't count." I'm not gonna brag about that.
You just did.
Yeah, totally did, didn't I? Fuck me. Oh shit. But yes, this is us ending. Johnny. Don't you see, we've already been going for almost an hour. To keep it short and tight.
We try.
It's true. Yep, that'll do it for this episode. Check out all the things. Hit us up on iTunes or the podcast for just the audio is on. Yeah. Peace out. Everybody be awesome to each other.
Peace outside. Lasty, check him out. Greatest thing he ever did.
This is just my life now. I should do that. Just buy a bunch of PS4s. And this is my game room. You know, the bathroom. Shower cam. No, I mean...
Nobody wants that.
Or get Peanut to water the cats.
I don't like cats.
The Truman... The true NMG show. The true NMG show. That would be intense. I practically do just live in this fucking room, though.
Toilet cam.
When I'm here.
You don't want to see that, neither.
No, nobody wants to see the toilet cam.
Dave, we blow shit up.
Except for the right amount of money. How much we talking here?
We have to sign a contract.
Probably have to sign a lot of stuff.
A few waivers, I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm sure it does. Sex and poop sells. That ain't even right.
That's nasty.
That's disgusting.
Sex and poop.
Son of a bitch. So you just want me to take you home after this?
Yeah.
man.
I'm going home and eat.
I should do that. Just one man streamer house. Just me. Creeping. Staring at people the whole time.
You mean the one in weird fucking new stream?
Motherfucker's just sitting on their couch. Not doing shit.
It was fucking what we dealt with Matt. In the PS3 video chat.
Yeah, now the whole world knows. For real, Matt used to hit us up all the time on the PS3 and just sit there and stare.
You want a video chat? Throw on a video chat.
He's thought you had some shit to say, bro. shit. At least you can do that stuff on YouTube now. I'd rather do it on YouTube than start on Ustream again. I've at least got some people on YouTube that it would notify as subscribers now.
Back when you could just scroll through the live with PlayStation and it was Ustream and random shit. And it was all just like on the weekends, dude, people were doing dumb shit.
Dude, people on the weekends still do dumb shit. There's so much dumb shit that's on there, man. I still hop on there every once in a while and look at the interactive streams and I'm just facepalmed, like shaking my head, like, what the fuck is going on? It's the fucking Wild West, dude. People just do whatever the fuck they want on that thing. And it's absurd. It's super absurd.
Nope.
Yep. I need to do an absurd show.
Nope. It's the only show I ever do.
YouTube streams are the best.
Those get absurd.
They're so good.
We need to just... One day, when you have off, we'll do a cast. And I'll come over and stay the night. We'll buy a bunch of alcohol, and we'll play Quiplash with the viewers.
That would be good. Shit. Do it then. I'm fixing to end it. Because I got some shit to do.
You do shit.
I say that, I just really want to go set up the system back over there so I can start playing some Overwatch.
Addicted.
I know, it's so good. Down for what? Boobs.
Everybody should be down for boobs all the time.
Fact. That means it's really over. It's truly over.
Love you, man.
Don't forget me, man. Tell my story.
Don't let go.
Tell my story.
Hit wire in to end the stream.
There is no wire in. Man. Yeah, I'll have to do some running around, but then I'll definitely hit you up for some Overwatch. Faux show. Yeah. Peace out.
I need food stuffs.
Later.